one. More than 100 nominees attended the lunch, but only 24 will go home next month with the statuette known as the Oscar. There are many awards in Hollywood, says Terrence Howard, a nominee for his starring role in Hustle and Flow, but this is the big one.
The Oscar is the fantasy that you're afraid to believe in, but in the secrecy of your little dark rooms, you dream and wait for it.
Felicity Huffman, a nominee for Best Actress for Transamerica, has been talking about Oscar night with her family.
I have to turn to my husband several times a day and do that annoying thing of like, hey, I forgot to tell you. And he says, oh, what? Then go to the Academy Awards.
Keira Knightley, a Best Actress nominee for Pride and Prejudice, has been working in the Bahamas on her next film. Co-starring Johnny Depp, it is the third installment in the Pirates of the Caribbean series. She says Depp and the other cast members often tease her.
Every single time that I do a take, they go, oh, is that an Oscar-nominated take then? Like, all right.
This year's Oscar-nominated films take on some controversial themes. Brokeback Mountain, with 8 nominations, is a tale of a romance between two cowboys. Transamerica, which has 2 nominations, is about a man about to undergo a sex change operation. Charlize Theron, a Best Actress nominee for the film North Country, plays a mother who leaves an abusive husband to take a job in an iron mine. She says films like these are tackling real-life issues.
Because that's the world right now. And I think that's our job as filmmakers to reflect what's happening in the world.
The Oscars are presented by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, and winners will be announced in Hollywood March 5th. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.